Our topic today is marketing on the internet, myths versus reality. The statistics are staggering. According to Forrester, a company specializing in internet research, business-to-consumer internet sales are expected to grow 30-fold to $144 billion by 2003. Business-to-business internet sales will skyrocket to $1.3 trillion. These statistics lead one to believe that every company needs a website complete with e-commerce capabilities, animated graphics, and neon flashing banner ads. It is true. The internet is changing the traditional business paradigm. But before jumping on the internet bandwagon, a small business should wisely separate internet myths from internet realities. Myth number one, every business needs a website. Geographic region, type of product or service, price range, target market, and the competition are just some of the variables to look at before creating a web presence. Can a jeweler who offers one-of-a-kind pieces benefit from an e-commerce website? If the jewelry is unique, the internet may be the ideal way to increase the company's geographic reach. Can a plumber or the local dry cleaner benefit from a website? Maybe. But these businesses cannot deliver their services over the web, and their marketing dollars may be better spent elsewhere. Myth number two, an internet site is an inexpensive way to sell your product. Compared to many other forms of marketing, a website may be considered a bargain. A basic site can be created for the price of web builder software. Ads touting bargain website design rates can be found in business journals and on street corners, but beware, these types of bargains can easily end up costing more when a professional needs to be brought in to ensure that the site is functional. As with any product or service, you get what you pay for. The cost of a professionally designed site will vary based on the number of pages, design work, and programming. Be prepared to spend a minimum of about $5,000. The ongoing maintenance costs of the site are often overlooked. Staffing is needed to ensure the site is functioning, to update content, to respond to inquiries, and to track and analyze site traffic. These costs can add up to hundreds of dollars per month. Myth number three, if you build it, customers will come. According to the Online Computer Library Center, there are currently 3.6 million websites. Competition to draw visitors to sites is intense. Unfortunately, there are no proven methods of ensuring that potential customers will reach a site using search engines. Aggressive marketing and a customized internet marketing plan are needed to draw visitors. A consistent marketing awareness campaign, both on and off the internet, designed to reach the target audience, will help. In addition to advertising, marketing strategies on the internet can include reciprocal links with other sites and mention of the site in appropriate chat rooms and on internet bulletin boards. Frequent content changes will help attract repeat visitors. Off the internet, the site can be promoted via press releases and postcards with incentives to visit the site. The website address should be on all marketing materials, advertising, product packaging, and even on billing documents. When you give someone your business card, remember to give them two cards and point out your web address. Can the internet benefit small businesses? The answer is a definite yes. The benefits include enabling a business to increase its geographic area, to conduct low-cost marketing research, to provide technical information to customers and prospects, and to compete with larger companies. Today, every small business should be using the internet in some way. But before a small business owner makes an investment in an internet site, you need to have a strategic plan. Several questions need to be answered. What is the purpose of my website? How much money am I willing to invest? Is this investment feasible for the company? And what will be my return on this investment? A consultant from the Georgia Small Business Development Center Network can help you, the owner of a small business, answer these questions and evaluate the best way to use the internet to help a company profit and grow.